Let us pray. Dear God, someone right now is really going through some tough stuff. Someone else, oh God, is in a mood that they do not recognize. They can't really put it to words how they feel and what they are experiencing. Someone else, oh God, can't seem to calibrate themselves to rise to the current crisis or condition. But, oh God, there is one thing that has remained consistent that we could not live without, and that is you. That is your love, that is your compassion, that is the blessings that you give us so that we can make it through the day. That is the peace and perspective that you give us so that we can keep moving forward. That is your love, oh God, and so many different of your attributes that are geared toward us as recipients, Father, and we just thank you. Sometimes, oh God, words escape us, the words that we should say. But, oh God, you know how we feel. And you know what statements we're trying to craft as we match them, oh God, with how we feel. You know what we should say. You know what we mean to say. And Lord, we just thank you. And God, may I rush to the matter at hand and just lift up this person to you, Father. And I pray that whatever time this prayer catches up to them, that upon hearing this prayer, they can begin to exhale and experience relief in you and release because of you. May, Father, they feel your confirming, consoling, comforting presence even right now as they remember who it is that we're talking to at this moment and the power that you have and the access to it that we have because of you. Lord, I just lift up this person. I don't know what they're facing, what they're dealing with. But I ask, oh God, for you to step in and intervene. I ask, oh God, for you to keep holding the kingdom of darkness back. Demons, devils, imps, spiritual wickedness, high places, powers, rulers of the darkness. I ask, God, that you will continue to hold all of these powers back so that this person can continue to experience healing, health, and can keep experiencing normalcy to such a degree that they can function with a level of normalcy. I just pray, Father, that you would move on this person's behalf. And there are so many hidden snares, oh God, that can catch us unawares. We find ourselves in all sorts of ambushments. And I know, Father, that life is not of such where we will be exempt from all of them. But your word tells us that the afflictions that we face, that you will deliver us out of them all. But we know, Father, that you reserve the sovereign right to decide what will inconvenience us and how we will experience suffering as a part of the human condition and experience. And Father, whatever you allow to come through the hedge, we just want to make you proud. We want, Father, for you to be pleased with our response to the test, trial, trouble, temptation, whatever it is. We want to do it in such a way that you get the glory. And as we wait for your deliverance, we know, Father, that your plan is our development so that we can reach others for you and minister to the misery of so many people who need your mercy. Oh God, I just lift this person up to you now. I pray that healing and health would be theirs. I pray, Father, that mental peace and accuracy of thought and volition, oh God, I pray that it would be theirs. I pray, Father, that you would help this person's condition to get better and not worse. I pray, Father, that you would stabilize them by your power. And may they know, Father, that you're holding them while you're holding them. I pray, Father, not only for this person, but for their families. I pray for this family's well-being. And as we move into this season of holiday, oh God, it's difficult for so many people for so many different reasons. So God, I just pray now that you would be with this person and all who are connected to them. See us all, oh God, safely through to another acknowledgement of your multitudinous blessings toward us. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name. Please forgive us of all of our sins and the ways that we've disappointed you. Please keep your hands on us so that we're guaranteed to get better. We love you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Just be encouraged here. I know that there's a lot happening. But I ask of you to continue to keep your mind stayed on Christ, and he promises to keep you and I in perfect peace. Don't allow for things to become such a distraction that it frustrates you. Keep your mind on the Prince of Peace, Jehovah Shalom, God of Peace, so that you can have that peace that surpasses all understanding. And you can do that if you are saved. If you're not saved, you are really in the danger zone. And I'm pleased to be the one to offer Christ to you, to bring you into eternal accountability. We do so by telling you that this life that we live now is not the last one. This is only the precursor. This is only the preface to an entire eternity. And hopefully you will, before this prayer, this meditative moment has concluded, decide that you want to live eternity in bliss and in happiness and joy unspeakable forever. And it can be yours, but the way that you get there is by acknowledging that you need salvation and that Jesus Christ is the only way to God and eternity. And if you confess Jesus with your mouth because you believe in your heart that he is the only begotten Son of God, that he raised after 3 days, the Bible says you shall be saved. And I would love to hear from you, or at least to hear of you. And if I get the chance for neither, I look forward to seeing you in heaven. I'm certainly on my way. I'm living every day to live again. And before we allow for this meditative moment to fade into oblivion and inactive use, would you be so kind as to think of someone else who may need a little encouragement and send it to them? You may make their day, and you may make their life, their eternity. Send it to them. Until next time, this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care, and bye-bye.